The next psalm is Psalm 142. Once again, we have a psalm of David, and he's coming to the Lord in this psalm and declaring the Lord to be his only source for deliverance and protection. And that's really kind of the sense of this psalm. You'll notice the title of the psalm says, when he was in the cave. Well, there was a lot of times David was living in caves during that period of time when Saul was hunting him down like an animal. He's most likely in that time of his life on the run, if you will, and he's crying out to the Lord. And I want you to notice how he puts the Lord or sets the Lord up in this prayer as the only way that he's going to be taken care of. He says in verse 1, with my voice I cry out to the Lord. With my voice I plead for mercy to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before him. I tell my trouble before him. Notice that. I tell God my troubles. Do you tell God your troubles? Can you talk to him about your troubles without necessarily even asking for anything? Can you just go to him and talk? Can you go to him and just say, I'm just really having a rough day. I just need to talk to you about this. Do you have that kind of a relationship with the Lord? That you can just tell him things? Talk to him about what's happening in your life? That's what David is doing. He's pouring out his complaint. He says, I'm gonna tell you all my troubles. One thing good about God is he never gets bored and he never gets tired of hearing from you. The rest of us can. I'm not saying we do. We have that potential, but God never will, you know? Verse 3, he says, when my spirit faints within me, you know my way. In the path where I walk, they have hidden a trap for me. Look to the right and see. There's none who takes notice of me. No judge remains to me, or excuse me, no refuge remains to me. No one cares for my soul. David is telling the Lord that he has no one but God. He's crying to the Lord. He's complaining to the Lord because the Lord is it. And that's why he says in verse 5, I cry to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Therefore, he says, attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. And I particularly like what he says at the end of verse 6. He says, deliver me from my persecutors. Look at this. For they're too strong for me. And David was a warrior. He was a fighter. David was a scrapper. And he was, you know, and he knew what it was to battle in the power of the Lord. And yet he also knew when he was outmatched, personally. And he tells the Lord right here that his persecutors are too strong for him. Have you ever told the Lord that what you're going through is too strong for you? It's too big or it's too much? Have you ever told him that? It's a very freeing thing to do, frankly. To simply tell the Lord, I'm facing this situation and it's bigger than I am. And I don't have the power to face it. I don't have the power to overcome it. So I'm coming to you and I'm asking for your strength. You are my portion, you know, in the land of the living. And look at verse 7. He says, bring me out of prison that I may give thanks to your name. Apparently, David felt like this cave in which he was hiding and probably, you know, trying to stay safe was like a prison. He says in the middle of verse 7, the righteous will surround me, for you will deal bountifully with me. And once again, David ends his prayer with one of these statements of confidence, because you can tell he's not in a very good mood. He's feeling pretty vulnerable. He's telling the Lord, you're the only one to take care of me. He says, look around. There's nobody here. There's nobody else to take care of me. It's just you. And he's saying, God, I need you to attend to my cry. I need you to deliver me. I need you to take care of me. These people are too strong for me. But you know what? You will deal bountifully with, and by the way, bountifully means generously, lavishly. You will deal in a very generous way with me. And that is his confidence. And so ending that prayer with confidence, again, so powerful, so important.